Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very happy Friday to everybody out there across the fruited plain. It is a pleasure being with you on a very, very rare, I think maybe it's my first time doing a Friday night in the, I don't know how many years have I been sitting in. Whiskey Dave here for Joe Messina. Usually I do Wednesdays. So happy Friday evening to everybody. It's been a long, very short, long week. I can't believe we're at a weekend already, because most people took Monday and Tuesday off, so that gave us ostensibly about 72 hours to get our week in, and we're off again already. Isn't it great to be American? Welcome to Realside Radio, folks. I'm sitting in the chair for Joe Messina tonight. He is with his family back east, and thoughts are with him. And I've been asked to sit in, and delighted to have tonight sitting in with us the next 2 hours. Anyway, we're going to have Sonia Schmidt, who's going to be joining us. You all know Sonia. She's a fantastic guest. I've had her on several times myself. In fact, done video with her as well at different conferences. She's a political activist and a commentator. She's going to be joining us here shortly, right after the first break, in just a couple of minutes. We will be covering a lot of the events that are just unveiling every single day. Whose cocaine was that in the White House? Was it Hunter's? What's going on with Threads right now? Are you familiar with Threads? Well, that's Zuckerberg's. That's his effort to try to stop the free speech that is now starting to unveil itself in Twitter after we had Elon Musk take it back from the grip of the Marxists in Silicon Valley. Has anybody heard of this movie, this incredible film that I'm actually planning on seeing? Angel Studios' Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom, which took the top spot on its debut on Tuesday, on July the 4th, surpassing the disaster that is Disney's Lucasfilm's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Wokeness. The action film starring Jim Caviezel. You know who he is. He played Jesus. He was in one of my favorite movies of all time, The Count of Monte Cristo. And a movie I just watched recently with my girlfriend, Frequency, a fantastic film. Jim Caviezel is based upon the true story of former federal agent Tim Ballard and his mission to save children from human trafficking. And on its first day, on word of mouth, I hadn't even heard of this film a week ago, the film took the number one spot at the box office, grossing over $14 million. And it looks like it's a very strong chance that it's going to win this weekend's box office sales. Fantastic. It beat Indiana Jones and The Dial of Diapers, which played in nearly 2,000 more theaters than Sound of Freedom, and had a reported budget of $300 million. And The Dial of Dementia Apparently, yeah, it only took $11 million on July the 4th compared to the $14 million from Sound of Freedom. But the crazy thing about this, and we'll talk about this after the break, is apparently the left don't want you to see this film about child trafficking. They think it's some QAnon conspiracy. I don't know where they get this from. I've watched a lot of video over the past 24 hours. I just watched Jordan Peterson's incredible long-form interview with both Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard. And I highly, highly recommend everybody go find it on YouTube, Jordan Peterson's podcast. And it was a fantastic, fantastic interview. And you will see that these guys are not coming from the right or the left perspective. They're just presenting the actual truth of what happened. This is a true story. Tim Ballard, who Jim Caviezel plays, to basically, he was weeks away from a pension, retiring from the Homeland Security. He gave that all up because he learned about these massive controlled human trafficking, human smuggling, child pornography, and pedophilia, where they are estimating millions and millions of children are going missing every single year. And he couldn't cope with it. And so he gave up everything. And he's now going into, and his team are now going into places like Colombia, South America, Venezuela, Haiti, and rescuing 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds who are being sold. And they're not just being sold once and used once. They're being sold a dozen times a day and being used a dozen times a day. There's apparently this film, which I have not seen yet, is not graphic. But it is still very, very, very hard to watch. But it is not graphic on purpose. So we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more tonight. I'm delighted to have joining us Sonja Schmidt, who is going to be joining us here after the break. She is a political activist and a commentator. You all know Sonja. She's fantastic. We've had her on the show. I've interviewed her myself, as I mentioned. And looking forward to chatting about all of the issues of the day, everything that we've just seen taking place this week, the Supreme Court situation, where we are now taking a look at situations whereby affirmative action is now going bye-bye in college. And most people, no matter whether you're white, black, Republican, or Democrat, support affirmative action going bye-bye. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. You've got me for the next 3 hours here at Joe Messina Show, realside.com, and you can find us online at joemessina.com. Don't go away, folks. We've got a fun 3 hours coming up. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. I think we're on Real Side Radio right now, and I just want to make sure engineer is hearing us, and we're on live because we should be contacting Sonia Schmidt if you're at the switchboard. Please confirm. And in the meantime, we are live here on GCN and Salem Radio Network. Okay. So hopefully, GCN, you'll be contacting and getting Sonia for us online here for the next couple of hours. In the meantime, please confirm that for us. Anyway, we are live here at GCN, and I am just going to say right now that as we talk about some of these stories as they come on the air, Joe is going to be gone tonight. This is my first time that we are in the chair on a Friday evening. Okay, let me see here. I apologize, folks. So let me verify one second here, and bear with me because we are, this is live radio, folks. Okay. Let me just handle one thing here, and we will get this going. Okay, bear with me. So we are looking here at several different things that are happening right now, and what we are looking at is something which I find to be very, very interesting, and this is this whole breakdown in Hollywood right now. So we are looking at a whole series of situations whereby we've had a number of movies that have literally crashed and burned over the past several months, from Lucasfilm, from Disney, Lucasfilm, and we're looking at Disney and all of the different major movies that have literally crashed and burned. And, I don't know about you. I'm old enough to remember when you used to be able to go to a movie theater and see a good movie that had practical effects. In fact, number one movie last year, and in fact, I think one of the best movies in recent years, was Top Gun Maverick. They were all practical effects, very, very little in the way of CGI. But if you've been to a movie, and especially if you have kids and teenagers, chances are you've been going to seeing a whole bunch of Avengers and Marvels and whatever it may be. And so we're looking here at something which just came out this week or last week, and that was the Indiana Jones and the Destiny of Diapers. I don't know what it was called. Old folks. And do we have Sonia with us?
Hey,
Sonia Schmidt, how are you? Thanks for getting on here. Yeah, I apologize for that. We had a little bit of a snafu here at the beginning, but Sonia,
that was exciting. That's like live TV in my day.
It's live TV, live radio. Absolutely. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've got Sonia Schmidt, who is a political activist and a commentator and a frequent guest here with Joe. And thanks for sitting in with me tonight. How are you tonight?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's nice talking to you and seeing you.
Likewise. So, okay, I'd love to get your input on a whole bunch of different subjects, and we're going to try to cover them all tonight, but I was just beginning talking about this devastation that is Hollywood, and a lot of people are blaming the latest casualty of a failed movie by Disney and Lucasfilm, which is the Indiana Jones and the Diapers of Destiny, or the Destiny of Dementia, or I don't know what they're calling it anymore. We've got 80-year-old Harrison Ford running around the world. Anyway, and it's absolutely bombed. They spent $300 million on this film, and they will be lucky to lose only $100, $150 million on this. They're talking $1 billion. There is no way. There's nobody going to see it. It's getting absolutely just raked over the coals, horrible word of mouth. A lot of people will talk about it being woke, and they'll be talking about all the issues regarding Kathleen Kennedy and the force is feminine, and there's an old English term, taking the Mickey out of Harrison Ford. He's an old man, so we need to bring the young female in to straighten him out, and so on. But the interesting thing, Sonia, is that this week, a movie that I hadn't heard of a week or so ago, Angel Studios has a movie called Sound of Freedom, and it took the number one spot on July the 4th, and it's expected now to take and surpass Disney's widely panned Indiana Jones and the Dial of Dementia this weekend. This is an incredible. I saw a long form interview with Jordan Peterson and the star of the film, Jim Caviezel, and Tim Ballard, who the film is about, who saves children from human trafficking. And this seems to be what people want to see. What is happening in Hollywood, do you think, here?
What's happening in Hollywood is the same problem they had when I was working there, is they didn't ask me my opinion. I will tell you, first of all, I love your titles for this new Indiana Jones movie. And but the problem that I had when I saw the trailer, and, the thing about it is people in my generation, we came of age, I suppose, if you will, with the indie movie. We loved Indiana Jones. It was fun watching him as the shirt off you know, with cracking, fedora wearing adventure guy. He was hot, he was sexy, he was fun. But when that trailer came on a few weeks ago, when I went to the movies to see something else, when that trailer came on of Harrison Ford at his age, it was painful. And I don't think people my age want to go see a reflection of themselves, how they have aged. They don't want to look at Indiana Jones like that. We want to keep the best in our memory. And from the trailer, you could also tell, if you have a sensibility in this area, is that a woman was going to be the new Indiana Jones. And we're, frankly, sick of the wokeness being shoved down our throats. Am I saying there can't be a woman swashbuckler? No. But the solution to every movie that they do now is not to put a female face on it, or a black face, or an Asian face, or whatever. That's just not the solution. And it just really can't cover for better writing and more creativity. So I think that's the biggest problem, I think, with the Indiana Jones movie, is it probably isn't very good. It's very woke, and it's really hard. So it's heartbreaking to look at Harrison Ford, you know, in this this age state. They may as well have gotten Joe Biden to play Indy at this point. The dementia of doom is pretty appropriate for him.
You know, I've read a lot about this film crashing over the past couple of days. I've watched several YouTube videos on it as well. I'm fascinated by it. But your take, Sonia, I haven't heard. That's a fresh take, that we are seeing a reflection of ourselves aging. And I, like you, listen, I saw the first Raiders of the Lost Ark with my father at a drive-in in Arizona in 1981. I was 12 years old. And, you know, listen, let's talk more about this, because that's a fascinating take. I've got Sonia Schmidt, who
is... That's a great story.
Okay, I want to hear it after the break. We're going to be right back here. She's a political activist and a commentator. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina on a Friday evening. Folks, don't go away on GCN Salem Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could
affect the health of the people there.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The baggie found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And welcome back on a Friday evening here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina, and it is always a pleasure sitting in, although I've never done it on a Friday before, so it is a pleasure being with you at the beginning of this weekend, only 3 days after our last weekend. And we have with us Sonia Schmidt, who is joining us. We're actually deep in conversation right now about this cataclysmic box office failure that was seen from Lucasfilm / Disney. And this is in... This is actually after a long line of dismal failures from Disney. They saw The Flash and Black Adam. They saw all of these different films. Most of them, quite frankly, I haven't even heard of before. Elemental. Anybody heard of that one? There is a whole bunch of reasons that people are throwing out there. But Sonia, you just mentioned something that I think psychologically is really interesting. And as I mentioned right before the break, I loved Raiders. I loved The Last Crusade with Sean Connery. I thought the middle one, Temple of Doom, was a little off. It didn't hit the peak. But those, you know, the first and the third of the original trilogy were fantastic films. And I look back at Indy and I see... You know, I see myself as a kid, and yeah, maybe I don't want to see 80-year-old swashbucklers. That may be reflective of us as a group of people that may have been interested in it. But I think a lot of it has to do with the fact in 2009, the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, or whatever that thing was called with the aliens, that basically destroyed Indiana Jones for me. I have no desire to go see that in the theater again. I feel like I was, you know, once bitten, twice shy. But you have an interesting perspective on this.
Well, it's such a beloved movie and character that we attach ourselves to. We've seen what happens with other movies, Disney movies in particular, that we love so much, and we've grown to, you know, attach ourselves to these characters, and they wokeify them, like The Little Mermaid. There was a huge controversy over The Little Mermaid being black all of a sudden without changing her from being Ariel. She wasn't a new character. She was Black Ariel. And people lost their minds. And Joe and I had long discussions about the fact that they are doing this and why they're doing that and the whole bit. And I erred on the side of being really sick of throwing these politically correct faces on characters until I saw the movie. And this was a totally talent-driven casting for this Ariel. The woman, the girl who played the new Ariel, who happens to be black, is wonderful. But I think there is something psychologically when we love these characters. I don't want to see an old Ariel. I don't mind seeing a black one. I don't mind seeing an Asian. I don't want to see an old Ariel. I don't want to see an old Sharon Stone remake Basic Instinct and do the leg crossing thing. Don't want to see it. Don't want to see it. And it does. It reminds us of our own mortality, of our own aging. And it's a hard buy for Indiana Jones. I said I had a funny story, not a funny story, but an interesting story about it to show you how much this character and this movie is embedded in us. I remember seeing the first one as well, like you did. And then the second one, I met and went to see it with this producer. I don't know if you guys know who he is. His name is John Singleton.
Oh, yeah. Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. He was just starting his career. Graduated from USC with that film, with that script. He had won an award, and he was working on the Arsenio Hall show where I was working. And someone asked him to Xerox some papers. And John said, and this was a story I heard while I was working here. John said, I don't Xerox papers. Do you know who I am and who I'm going to be? And they were just appalled. And I said, I got to meet this guy. Who is this guy? So I met him. We became great friends. And we went to see the second, I think it was the second Indiana Jones movie, where River Phoenix played young Indy. We were both such Indiana Jones.
No, that's the third. That's the Last Crusade. He plays young Indy at the beginning, opening scene.
Okay.
With the train. Yeah,
oh,
that came out in 89, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because that's when I was working on Arsenio Hall show. River Phoenix nailed it so well, and John and I were both huge movie fans that we fell out laughing. I mean, it was just, I don't think anybody appreciated it in that theater as much as the two of us did, because we were such fans. But yes, River Phoenix nailed young Indy. It was so much fun. We've seen stunts that we had never seen before in both of these movies. It was great when on the next one, or maybe it was the next one, when Sean Connery played the father. So you have the juxtaposition of the old Indy and the old father and the young, okay, great. That's a great movie then. And I showed my grandchildren the one that, you know, it didn't hit on all cylinders, the Temple of Doom. But for kids, I have to tell you, they had a great time. Now, you see what Hollywood is saying. They had a problem with that one because they felt it was racially insensitive and that it was yet another story. They didn't like the depiction of the Hindus. I guess India banned the movie. They didn't like the depiction of the brown people. They didn't like the way the Asian guy portrayed his role.
Yeah, that was Temple of Doom. Heng Wei.
Temple of Doom.
Right. He just got an Oscar. Short Round, or whatever his name was on that in Temple of Doom.
Right.
Yeah, he was just in Everything Everywhere All at Once. Harrison Ford actually gave him the award at the Oscars. That was moving.
Oh, that's great. That was a great friendship. I hate that the left doesn't see past color and, you know, just ethnicity and all that. They just boil everything down to that. But it was such a cute story about their friendship in Temple of Doom. It's not about their color. It's about him taking in this kid, this wayward child, and them becoming best of friends who wind up saving each other. I mean, it's so sweet. But of course, the left, all they can see is color, and they also deemed it for being one of the great white hope, you know, the white savior movies, when the white man saves the brown people and the
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around all this all this race stuff.
You're talking. I mean, it's an interesting because and the reason we talk about this on a show about politics is because everything you know it stems from culture, you know, and Andrew Breitbart, as he always says. And everything is downstream. And so when we talk about the racism that we are seeing in movies like Temple of Doom, oh, my goodness, you know, they're going into India and they're insulting the Hindus because there is a sect of slave traders and they're evil people. And we go as kids or as adults, the recent, more recent ones, we don't look at it through the lens of race. But this is the far left, and this is how we have a cackling, vice president who was, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say this because it's not about race for me, but she got that job because of her race. So it is all about skin first, and it is all about sexism, and it is all about, that is their agenda, and they look at everything. You and I, whether you're black or you're white or you're brown or you're pink, it doesn't make a difference. We want a good story with heart. We want to be swept away for 2 hours. If you're going to take my $20 at the AMC movie theater, you better darn well give me a story that takes me out of all of the crap that I'm getting spewed onto by the people that are making these films like Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm and Disney. They are now tainted. They destroyed Star Wars because Kathleen Kennedy thought that she needed to turn Star Wars into a feminist woke allegory, and that you can have this little girl that instead of Luke Skywalker, who took almost an entire movie and a half to learn how to become a Jedi, this little girl Rey, if you ever saw the last three abysmal Star Wars, she just shows up and 5 minutes later she's got the Force, and because she's female, and every single person, I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, I barely care about it, and I just like the first couple when I was a kid, but I could see what they were doing with that, and it made me completely cringe, and it took me out of the element, and all of the massive Star Wars fans, and now the Indiana Jones fans, the people that grew up with this as legacy, you know, they're furious. They're furious at Disney. They're furious at Kathleen Kennedy. We're going to talk more about this and how this is all relating to culture and everything else right after the break here. We got Sonya Schmidt. I'm Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Well, welcome back. We got ourselves a humdinger of a show tonight here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair on a Genesis Communications Network for Joe Messina, who is not going to be with us tonight, but he will be back next week. And it is a pleasure being here, and I am delighted to also be sharing the chair tonight with Sonia Schmidt, who is a frequent guest host of with Joe, and you know who she is, and she's been on with me many times as well. We're just talking about culture and Hollywood and everything else, but we just came off a week where we enjoyed celebrating America's independence on Tuesday, July the 4th. And Sonia, it was really interesting because, you know, most of us will stand up and say, yeah, America is an imperfect country, but we believe in America, we believe in the Constitution, and the American flag represents freedom, a freedom that many people around the world cannot enjoy. But apparently, there were a lot of people on Tuesday that were suggesting that if you fly the U.S. flag, you are probably racist. Many of them are black Americans who are posting hatred of the United States and the flag with comments basically stating that if you fly the flag, well, I'm going to assume that you're racist. What the heck is going on here?
Well, what's going on is the propaganda and the messages that Black America that we have received over the years. And I'm just going to harken it back to our earlier conversation about movies. If you think that these messages aren't propaganda and purposeful, you've got another thing coming. These people have been watching a steady flow of movies and hearing in their schools how America is hateful, how America is racist, and how the Tea Party, which is, you know, a spot that I came up in, is racist. And how Trump rallies are racist. And what's the one thing they have in common is that American flag. And that's become a signal to people that that means racism. They have people believing that Trump and Trump supporters are white nationalists. So it's not difficult to see how people naturally assume that the American flag is a symbol of hatred and racism. They've been told that the 4th of July is not their Independence Day, because in many of their minds, they're still not free. You watch any sort of debate with, I saw this one recently with Officer Tatum and a few other people on the panel, and he was trying to explain to them that they are free. He's trying to get them to answer questions about what is it that's holding you back now, that what's holding you back from doing what you want to do, and none of them could come up with an answer. They had a lot of emotion, but they didn't have any answers. I told Joe a story last week. Maybe it wasn't last week, but no, I was fishing alone up in Northern California, knowing I had no good reason to be there by myself. But it was a holiday, and after the holidays, everybody left. And I stayed. I had some writing to do. I had some fishing to do, and I stayed. The only other person who was at that resort, and this wasn't a fancy resort. This was a bunch of cabins with a stream running through it, was an old white man with a gigantic American flag on the back of his electric car. He was, in my mind, the last person I wanted to be stuck in the woods with, because I just knew he was going to hang me that night. He was a racist. Why? He had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, displaying an American flag, and he was old and white. I knew that that was the end of my day. Stopped by that night, because he knew I was there by myself, to offer help, and offer his help if there's anything I needed. And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to tell you what I need. I survived the night, obviously. I went fishing the next day, and he came rolling up with the big American flag and his electric car, and he showed me some fishing tricks. He showed me how to cut, clean, and freeze my fish that I actually still do to this day. He and his wife took me under their wing. They were the most wonderful couple that I have met. In fact, Joe knows my story about my parents. But when I met these people and hung out with them for the next 2 days, I said these were the parents I was supposed to have. They were lovely people, and I had to confront myself about my image and my prejudice, the lies that I've been told, amongst many lies from the left, that these people would have literally lynched me in Bishop, California. And I had to look at myself and go, you know what? The thing about it is, if you don't have exposure and if you don't have an open heart, you won't see any change to the things that you've been taught to believe. And that was one of my aha moments about myself. I've been believing once again the leftist lies.
So, well, first of all, I mean, it's extremely commendable for anyone. To look themselves in the mirror and confront what they believe was a truth and question it. Even just to question it, not necessarily to even change their mind, which it sounds like you did, but to even confront whether or not their narrative, which they have
I mean, we can go to nature versus nurture and how somebody was raised versus their environment and discuss, you know, how certain experiences impact you. I don't think anybody is born a racist or anybody is born prejudiced. I think we are all innately, many of us, most people, are innately comfortable more around how they grew up and their own. Doesn't mean that it's one race or one gender, but how you're raised and what you know. But to confront that, I think, is probably one of the hardest things for an individual to do, because that is the honesty. That is the truth. It isn't standing up on a stage and making a speech or, you know, creating a movie that is woke or whatever it is. It's actually standing up and saying, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to take a second look and check myself here. Is this the way that I think? And is this healthy? Is this right? So that's extremely commendable. And I'll just say this to you. Most people could never do that, Sonia. So congratulations for that.
Well, thank you. I am somebody who's really into self-growth. But I have to tell you that my eyes had already been open for quite a while about the lies that the left told me, because I lived a liberal life as a young woman. I believed what they said, and I wound up having 2 children out of wedlock. I wound up being on welfare. I wound up believing that the government owed me. And the only thing that really opened my eyes is that I had to dig myself out of all of this, because I had 2 daughters that I have to be the role model for. I said to myself, I am the person they're looking to for their own, as they grow into young women. And I had to look at those lies that the left told me. So I was already primed and pumped by the time I had gone on this fishing trip. So to me, that was probably my last time that I listened to the left. And I realized the harm that they do, and we've seen that in recent times, the harm that they're doing to these children by confusing them about their sexuality, the drugs that they're, you know, okaying and infusing into our society. There's just so many things that the left does that we wind up, if we're lucky, having to dig ourselves out of that hole. Their whole goal is to have government take care of you. They want to pull you down so low. Those black people who were on the video that was on the article about the American flag, they're not doing themselves any favor by not believing in this country. And if it's so bad, I ask them, where else could they go? I have been an author. I've been a television writer, a television producer, with a high school education, mind you. I've been a dancer, a world travel dancer, a dance teacher, a mom. And now I'm on the radio. Where could I have done that?
Well, that's exactly why you appreciate this country, and it is the land of opportunity. But as I say many times, opportunity may knock, but you still got to get up off that couch and open the door.
Right.
And you understand the ethics of hard work and meritocracy. And you know, after the break, when we come back, I want to talk about this, because we just had a couple of major Supreme Court, reversals in the last week that has shaken the left to its very, very core, whereby the idea of meritocracy scares many. And we need to talk about that. And I want to get your opinion on all of this. Plus, also another issue that I want to talk about after the break with you is that, you know, we talk about being in echo chambers, and, you know, many people watch their own news. They listen to their own podcast. They listen to their own folks that they agree with, and they very rarely hear from the other side. But apparently, there's a poll that just came out. We're going to talk about this after the break, that most CNN and MSNBC viewers have no idea, have no clue about the Biden scandals or any of the bad news relating to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. You got Sonia Schmidt, who is joining us tonight on a Friday here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Do not go away. We'll be right back to talk about those subjects and a whole lot more. We'll be right back after the break.